Welcome, everybody. You're listening to the Life Enthusiast Co-op Online Radio Network, restoring vitality to you and to the planet, starring the founder of the Life Enthusiast Co-op, Martin Petella. I'm your co-host, Scott Patton. Hey, Martin, how are you doing today?
Thank you. Doing great. I would love to introduce our guest today. That's not just the good old boring Martin and Scott show. We have... Kelly DeSante with us. Kelly is the CEO of a life science company whose flagship product is Body Biotics, the best that I know of anyway, a combination of soil-based organisms in their native terrain. They are mixed in my mornings are slow, Scott. I'm sorry, I'm stumbling over my words.
That's all right, Martin.
Oh, no, the readers, no, listeners. See, I can't even say things. Anyway, Kelly, maybe you're a little more awake than I. Welcome to the call. Tell us, what is it that's so famous about the Body Biotics?
Well, first of all, Martin, I just want to say that the one thing I love about you is that you're so human. Good morning. I'm not much of a morning person either, and I realize you guys are a couple of hours ahead of me, so, or behind me, so my apologies for waking you up so early. Today, we're going to actually talk about iron deficiency, overload of iron, and how lactoferrin plays a part in that, and miraculously, how our probiotic, which most people think is just a gut-related friendly bacteria type of product, actually is a major player when it comes to your ability to absorb iron, to sequester it, and to deliver it to the proper receptors necessary for your bodily functions. You won't hear this about other probiotics because they don't function in the same way. They're not necessarily... a living whole food complex in their natural terrain. Therefore, their ability to do certain things is very limited. So today is going to be very exciting talking about lactoferrin and iron deficiency.
So
I've just actually gone to this article written by a scientist. His name was Peter Rothschild. And he wrote in this particular article, it's just amazing. He says, potentials for both recombinant human lactoferrin and human-compatible recombinant lactoferrin embrace a wide spectrum of uses. Both critical and mundane medical treatments have demonstrated that many life-threatening diseases suffer from unsolvable shortcomings, which can... however, be successfully addressed and bridged by the iron sequestering power of lactoferrin or of products such as the SBO probiotics consortia that contain within them therapeutically significant concentrations. Isn't that beautiful how a doctor can write a sentence that's just practically incomprehensible?
I was just going to say the same thing. So what is lactoferrin?
Okay, it's a protein or hormone in the body that, if you take it apart, lacto as in milk and ferrin as in ferrum, iron.
Iron, yeah.
It somehow deals with the removal of iron from where it shouldn't be and taking it to where it should be.
So there's something that happens in the body that we have like too much iron in some place, like let's just say the heart or or the liver, and we don't have enough iron in some other place, could be like the kidneys or your muscles or your blood.
Not exactly like that. What it really does is it sequesters it. First of all, it helps the body to assimilate it, okay?
So we use it.
So that it's bioavailable.
Right.
It sequesters it, and the reason that this is really critical, and most people don't understand this, and it took me forever to really quite get this, but the reason it's important to sequester the iron is because iron is critical to all of the redox mechanisms in our body. The very air we breathe, the very ability for us to breathe is all all directly related to our iron assimilation. Our life depends on iron assimilation. But not just our life. All life depends on iron assimilation. Therefore, the friendlies in our body are dependent on it, and the unfriendlies, the pathogens, the deadly toxins, they're all dependent on it. So if you do not have the lactoferrin mechanism within the body working fully, functioning fully, the iron becomes like a terrorist in your body. They can attack anywhere. They can provide resources anywhere to any of the bad guys, as opposed to strictly being sequestered and held in reserve and only delivered to the proper organs, the proper places in the body that it's desperately needed, like to breathe.
Right. Okay. So iron is critical for specific functions in the body, and if we have too much iron, then it's toxic. If we have not enough, then basically we're not going to be able to breathe.
Okay, let me back that up. It's not exactly that if we have too much iron, but if we have free reigning iron, if we have free agents running out all over the place, and in fact, many people or a certain number of people are diagnosed actually with having too much iron. Well, it isn't the truth that they really have too much iron. It's the truth that their iron is not sequestered. It is not being held in reserve, and it is not being protected against the very enemies that would fight against your body being healthy and strong.
Okay.
Remember red blood cells?
Yep.
That's hemoglobin. Every molecule of hemoglobin has an atom of iron at its center. So
that's why
this big deal with especially women and pregnant women, especially, they're always watching the hemoglobin levels and making sure that they're oxygenating correctly, because as the hormonal states change, they could have problems with that.
Right. So about 250 million people worldwide are iron deficient.
No, 750. Over 10% of the world's population, 750 million,
wow,
are diagnosed as being iron deficient.
Right.
According to Dr. Rothschild, more than half of those are not iron deficient at all. They simply, the iron is not bioavailable to the right receptors. So if you take 50% of everybody that's been diagnosed, it's a misdiagnosis, basically, because they simply don't have the lactoferrin within their bodies producing enough lactoferrin in order to deal with the iron coming into their body with foods, and to sequester it and to deliver it to the proper receptors. It's just a free, it's there again, it's the terror, it's become a terrorist in their body because they can't have access to it. But I can bet you that the pathogens have all the access in the world to it.
Right, right.
Yeah, I'd like to read one more sentence from this Peter Rothschild report. And he says, nutritional aspects of lactoferrin address other important human needs and offer improved treatments for undernourished populations that range from formula-fed infants, this is really critical, to human iron-induced pathologies. The ever more complex problems of food preservation can be naturally and physiologically enhanced as well with the assistance of lactoferrin or products that contain it in meaningful concentrations. So he's telling us really is that malnourishment happens because of incomplete iron availability, and this is really accentuated in formula-fed infants.
Right, exactly. It's a huge problem. I know before I got onto Body Biotics, for years I was prescribed, or I was suggested when I would go to the doctor, that I was very anemic, you know, and so they would always prescribe iron, you know. And of course, I had taken a lot of antibiotics when I was 14 when I had bronchial pneumonia. And so, of course, all I was doing for those years that I was taking iron, I'm sure, is feeding the yeast and the mold and the fungus that was in my body from all of the antibiotics that I had taken. So it was kind of a perpetual problem that I had. And it wasn't until I got on BodyBiotics 16 years ago that I was able to actually, I haven't had iron. I haven't taken an iron supplement in all these years now. And same thing happened with my daughter. And I'm sure that the reason is because moms pass on their microbial balance to their or imbalance to their children. And so my daughter, as soon as she was in her teens and early 20s, she was having the same problems that I had with being anemic. And there again, she got on BodyBiotics. She's had, you know, three babies. She's never been anemic during the whole time she's been on BodyBiotics. So it clearly shows you that it wasn't a problem of not enough iron. It was a problem of not enough iron in the right places.
Right.
Yeah, being able to use it, utilize it.
So how do we get lactoferrin into our diet?
Well, the most critical thing about lactoferrin is it must be an organic iron. It cannot be inorganic. And unfortunately, most of your supplements and most of your food byproducts that put iron in them, even the milks that they put iron in, unfortunately, they're not organic. They're inorganic. And so even if you were able to break them down and assimilate them, according to Dr. Rothschild, you're only getting maybe an assimilation of 7%. And out of that 7%, a bioavailability of even less than that. So if you're taking a product that says 95% of the daily intake needed for iron, well, you're probably getting 7% assimilated and less than that even available. And see, BodyBiotics provides actually one capsule of BodyBiotics provides 15% of the necessary iron on a daily basis. So you want to get it from, an organic product like the BodyBiotics, which has a blend of SBO probiotics in it, but it also has a humic and fulvic acids, which the interaction of the way that the probiotics work together, they help the body to generate lactoferrin and in massive, plentiful amounts. Thereby setting up the body to assimilate any iron that comes into your body that's of an organic nature, sequestering that iron and holding it in reserve only to be delivered to the proper receptors and the proper organs in the body that need it and sheltering it away from the pathogens and the yeast and the fungus and the unfriendly bacteria that would be deadly to the body.
Cool. Seems like an easy way to solve this problem.
It's huge. It's really, like I said, as we were speaking earlier before we started recording, BodyBiotics is it is not just a probiotic. That word so fails what it really does. We're going to have, several more conversations about the multiplicity of this product. For a number of years, I've been like really frustrated in the marketplace because I think that our typical consumer goes, oh, that deals with friendly bacteria or unfriendly bacteria in the gut. Well, that's just the tip of the iceberg as to what this particular product, this probiotic consortia, can do because it is a living organism that is multifunctioning just like you and I are.
So I guess the truth is we need to redefine the product because if somebody defined you as a probiotic, you can say, oh, I can take yogurt for that. Whereas
right.
What we have here is something very different.
What we have here is totally the cornerstone of your well-being. It is the cornerstone. It's the first defense. It is what assists your body in setting itself up to become its maximum best immune defense.
Right. I'd like to quote a little more from Rothschild. He's really good. He said, the human body fights infections combining three principal methods. Number one, antibodies, produced by the B lymphocytes, which take care of bacteria-sized pathogens. Number two, T lymphocytes, also called T cells, because the thymus controls their production. They virtually devour antigens up to the site of large viruses. And three, lactoferrin, that condemns the pathogens to iron starvation. Iron is an all-important element for the metabolism of all pathogens. No germ, virus, or yeast can survive without iron.
There you go.
So essentially, when you successfully starve the pathogens of iron using this lactoferrin mechanism, you have choked them off.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. It's just like in the soil, where a really good organic soil with the proper friendly bacteria can choke out anything that could harm that plant. The same thing is happening in our body. If we as consumers could begin to realize that all we are is a mass ball of billions of microbes, you know, some good and some bad, and we want to have the good in the, you know, leading the army here.
Right, right. So a big problem that what I'm hearing is, a big problem that we have is iron deficiency, and it's not that actually we necessarily don't have enough iron in our body. It's, it may be non-organic type of iron, and it also may be in the wrong place. So iron deficiency anemia is kind of what we're talking about, and that's not enough iron in the body, and it can be because of blood loss, poor diet, or you can't absorb the iron from the food. And being a metal, I guess, that's something that's not normally really easily absorbed.
Yeah, you can't chew on nails to get iron.
Right. It has to come in your organic foods, you know, and you have to be able to assimilate and sequester that. That's right.
Right. So, you know, if I'm listening to this, I'm going, well, I don't know, you know, if I'm iron deficient or not. What would be some clues that, you know, maybe would I be tired? Would I have get more colds?
Your body would just be basically susceptible to any and everything that's coming at you. That's for sure. But yeah, you would be tired and sluggish, and you know, quite frankly, have a difficult time concentrating. Not very motivated, lethargic. So, you know, any of those things would be an indication. And needing to sleep too much, you know, never feeling like you're quite rested. So these are all kind of things that would indicate that you're low in iron. And Scott, the thing we also have to talk about is that it isn't just where people are diagnosed with having not enough iron. The same thing holds true with our probiotic as it relates to people who perhaps have been told you have hemochromatosis, which is an overabundance, or what appears to be an overabundance. So when the iron becomes a free radical and becomes available to the pathogens, it looks like you have an overabundance of iron, because the body isn't dealing with it properly, so it sets up the body for all kind of issues. And so the body biotics could be supportive in not only your low iron, but also in what appears to be overabundance of iron.
Cool. Great. That's pretty exciting news.
It is.
Imagine there has been no cure for hemochromatosis other than bloodletting.
Yes.
These poor people are either having to grow their own leeches or lance their arms to drain some blood because they are seem to be rusting while alive.
Uh-huh.
And what they really need to do is get on these proper strains of consortia of SBOs. They can't just get on yogurts. They need to get this right.
unless it's a probiotic consortia in its natural food source, it's not going to happen.
Cool. Well, I think we're coming to the end of our time today. Martin, if somebody wanted to know more about the Bodybiotics, what should they do?
at life-enthusiast.com. Look up under products, look up probiotics. I hate that label. Or under brands, look up life science. Or if you're confused by that, just give us a call. We're at 1-866-543-3388. And we'll be happy to answer your questions. And thank you, Callie. Thank you, Scott. This is Martin at Life Enthusiast, restoring vitality to you and to the planet. Thank you for listening today.